Now, just before we are joined by one of the very newly appointed board members, a senior economist, Dr. Tabi Leoka, let's just quickly take a listen to Pravin Gordhan talk about the importance of the role of state-owned enterprises in developing the economy and to address the challenges of that economy in our country.
We've repeatedly said, both in our budget vote and in various statements from government, that state-owned enterprises have a crucial role to play both in our economy, but also in respect of the development challenges that our country has. She says you can call
it. That, of course, the Minister for Public Enterprises there talking about the role of state-owned companies in developing our economy. Now, congratulations to one of the newly appointed board members, senior economist Dr. Tabi Leoka. Tabi, good evening. Thank you so very much for being so kind enough to join us at such short notice. And, of course, congratulations. I mean, you've got a massive task on your hands. You are dealing with one very troubled institution, but the minister is confident that the mix of people that he's put together, including your skills as a senior economist, is precisely what SA Express needs. Your reaction to your appointment?
So I guess when I was, firstly, I think it's country duty, and you, me, many South Africans have gone through an emotional roller coaster in the past nine years of the past administration, where it has been shock, horror, watching state-owned enterprises underperform badly, become a burden to the economy. We've watched banks continue lending, extending loans to some of these state-owned entities in an attempt to keep them afloat.
Yes.
And so I then decided that maybe it's time for me to put myself forward and do what is right for the country, be the change that I want to see and be part of the change that I want to see in the country. And that's really why I went for the role.
So, of course, as I said, the mix of people coming with a different set of skills, all of which is required. Now, one of the issues that forms the background to your challenge of making this a successful enterprise is, of course, that Mr. Gordhan also announced that South African Airways, South African Express and Mango will be merged into one entity. And on the very same day, we, of course, also see that all SA Express planes are grounded for a number of reasons. You, more than anyone, knows the drain that state capture has been on our economy. Your immediate reaction, Dr. Leoka, now I want you to put on your hat as an economist, of the merger of these three entities. Does it make commercial and economic sense?
I think it's too early to say at the moment, because the minister mentioned it earlier today, and also my announcement was made this morning.
Yes.
So we'd first have to see, the state of the SA Express and all the other board members, including the SAA board members, are also relatively new.
Yes.
We, I guess, first have to see the state of it, the health of these entities, how a merger would have to take place, if a merger has to take place.
Mm.
And I think what's important is to ensure that these state-owned entities do not continue to become a burden to the state. We are a very unequal society. We're burdened by what has happened in the past in terms of state capture and the hemorrhaging of some of these state-owned entities. And I think, I'd be happy if my role is to ensure that firstly, there's absolutely no corruption.
Right.
We stick to what we are there to do. I also am very aware of who my stakeholders or shareholders are,
right.
And these are the people of South Africa. And these are the people that I cannot disappoint. I know that you have to have a person with great integrity. And if we just keep it afloat and stabilize these entities, I'd be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And because the next step is then to ensure that they are profitable. But that's still, you know, that's part two. I think part one is to make sure that these entities are stable and that we don't see any leakages, no corruption. And then the next phase, obviously, is to make sure that they are profitable.
Now, of course, you've raised two really important issues here. It's one thing to stabilize an institution, to rescue it. It's another thing to, of course, ensure that it remains profitable and that it can remain going concerns. Earlier today, the minister revealed that SA Express paid 5.7 million to Trillion Capital without following proper processes. Now, of course, you're no stranger to some of the sets of characters, both in terms of companies and individuals, that consistently come up in allegations around state capture, Trillion, of course, being one of it. And you were saying that it's really important to deal with issues of corruption. So that's obviously something that you're going to have to deal with urgently. I'd like to get an idea from you how you do that in the context of having to, one, rescue the institution, and then to ensure that its long-term efficiency and profitability in both developmental and financial and hard economic terms?
Yeah, I think that the composition of the board is great in that it will look at all that from a legal perspective, accounting perspective, from an economic perspective, that everything has to make sense. So the stabilization of it, you know, I actually think It's actually quite easy, because the first thing you need to do is just to make sure that there is no corruption. And and that's, you know, when you've got a board like the one that the minister has chosen, and a chairperson like Triforce at SA Express. You know, she's been at SAA, mm-hmm. she's been around, and she's a tough person. So we, you know, I think that that's the first step in the right direction. And the next one is obviously, once, you know, we've sorted out the corruption, we've investigated, and keeping it afloat should be easy. I think it's the hemorrhaging and the what we've seen in the past. And also, as the minister said, and I guess many people have said, it's not going to be an overnight a success in terms of the work that we need to do. It's just like the economy. The unraveling happened over 9 years.
Yes.
And it's going to take, we hope that it doesn't take 9 years, but it's going to take a long time to find out how it was done and to stop, to plug the loopholes. Because I think everyone, including the new ministers in place, including the president himself, I think everyone has been taken aback by the entrenched corruption.
Yes, and the.
And I think it's also, it's also indicative in the way those who have been implicated, it's been very difficult to take them out of the system.
Mm.
And that's because of how they operated within some of these state-owned entities and in government.
Absolutely. Dr. Leoka, we have to call it a wrap. We're running out of time. But I think you ended on such an important note, the fact that they are very vested in these institutions. And one of the difficulties, of course, is to upend that and to ensure that they are rooted out, and that you can set in place both structures and people with the highest integrity that will take you from that situation of rescuing and stabilizing to getting you onto the path of long-term sustainability and, of course, viability. Thank you so much, senior economist and newly appointed board member at SA Express, Dr. Tabi Leoka.